With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, the New York Yankees shut down the Minnesota Twins again in a 5-1 victory.
The red-hot Yankees marched on, winning their sixth in a row, beating the Minnesota Twins 5-1. Yanks starter Luis Gil continued his fantastic start to the season, picking up his eighth victory, tossing six frames of one-hit ball, striking out six. Giancarlo Stanton put away the game with a two-run shot in the eighth and says this is a powerful offense.
We don't even have to click on all cylinders. You know, it doesn't have to be the same person every night. And it's really just putting pressure on every pitcher we face, and sooner or later we got to crack them.
The Yankees secured their 43rd win, moving to 24 games over 500. Royce Lewis, just off the injured list, hit a solo homer for the Twins, who have lost two out of their last three. Mike Moriarty, New York.
Other American League winners included Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit, and Seattle. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, in the National League, winners yesterday were Pittsburgh, the New York Mets, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and Arizona. Interleague winners included Atlanta, Tampa Bay, the Chicago Cubs, Houston, and the LA Angels. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has pulled out of the French Open with an injured knee. The withdrawal ends Djokovic's title defense and means he'll relinquish the number one ranking next week. Djokovic has a torn medial meniscus in his right knee. The extent of the injury was found during an MRI exam on Tuesday, a day after Djokovic was hurt during a fourth-round victory. Auto racing, Parnelli Jones, the 1963 Indianapolis 500 winner, died Tuesday at Torrance Memorial Medical Center. His son says Jones died after a battle with Parkinson's disease. He was 90. At the time of his death, Jones was the oldest living winner of the greatest spectacle in racing. This is SRN Sports.